This practice is called Awakening Loving Presence. This practice is all about learning how to befriend ourselves. We all have that place of unconditional love and a limitless flow of compassion within ourselves, but sometimes it's hard to access. We may forget about that part of ourselves. And by doing practices like this one, we can help wake up that part of ourselves that's full of compassion, that part that is beyond our deepest fears and all of our limiting beliefs. So let's begin together. I want you to find a comfortable position, and it's important to really support yourself. So if you need a blanket or comfortable clothes or just making sure that you're seated comfortably, really take that time to set yourself up. And as you are ready, I invite you to lower your eyes, either partially or fully. And take a moment to bring your attention into the body. Perhaps start by just feeling the contact points. Maybe aware of your feet touching the ground if you're seated. Aware of your sitting bones making contact with the chair or the floor. Feeling the weight of your body. Perhaps noticing the gentle touch of your hands against your body and the position of your hands. And inviting your shoulders to release, to drop down, to loosen. The face to relax and the jaw to unclench if you notice that it's tight. Just aware of this whole body present in whatever position you're in. And now turning toward your heart state, just noticing the emotional state that's present. Beginning to inquire with curiosity and kindness how you're feeling, your mood, your emotional state. And if nothing comes up or you're not sure, just let it be that for now. Just learning how to tune in and check into ourselves. And now, inquiring about your mind state. Not necessarily the thoughts, but just what's the quality of your mind right now? Does it feel open and relaxed? Does it feel busy or clamped down? This isn't a place for judgment. We're just learning to be a witness of our experience. Learning about ourselves. And now allowing your attention to come back out into the body. Again, making contact with all the places that you can feel your body, making contact with surfaces, allowing that physical contact of the body to be present. And now scanning your body and sensing if there is some place or perhaps a part of you that may be asking for attention. Maybe there's a part of you that maybe feeling some emotion, maybe scared, fear, doubt, anger, a place of vulnerability, perhaps a place that feels shut off. And you can do this practice to whatever degree you're feeling something. And even if you're not feeling anything in particular, you can still do this practice. So seeing if you can find a place of vulnerability, perhaps a place that needs attention, in need of healing. A place that we can allow it to be as it is and give space to what's here. Oftentimes, if we hit a place of vulnerability within us, that there may be a background story that's attached to it. We may get caught up in a story that we are particularly attached to. And recognize that the story is actually a compass. It's showing us the direction in which to look. Rumi says, "The wound is the place where the light enters you." So that story serves an important place in pointing you where to look. You may be having difficulties in a particular relationship. Maybe there's challenge with your career or job. Maybe you have a physical challenge. Or maybe there's a challenge in the relationship that you have with yourself. Really paying close attention and deepening your attention to the part of you that may be seeking some healing. And this story that we all are attached to, different stories. Seeing if you can pause the story when you feel the emotion and physical sensations the most in the body. Seeing if you can perhaps ask permission of yourself just to pause the story and really enter into the body. Let it be a portal into this body of fear, of vulnerability. And if you have contacted a place within that feels some discomfort, feel free to place a hand over that area. Or if you want to just place a hand over your heart as a reminder that we are bringing an attitude of friendliness and compassion toward our experience, no matter how challenging it may be. Use the breath to help you stay right here in this moment, breathing with whatever is here. Practicing an attitude of allowing. Letting the breath ground you. breathing into your body and breathing into whatever area of vulnerability may be present. And I'm going to be saying some phrases, some loving kindness phrases that I invite you to silently repeat to yourself, offering these phrases to yourself and letting these phrases land on your heart. They can gently be placed on your heart, knowing that at the right moment, the heart will open and the phrases will be let in. And that we are all on our own journey, in our own time. So breathing in these phrases. May I be gentle with myself, especially in the midst of challenge. May I rest in love. May I be safe. May I sense my belonging. Again, gently repeating these phrases, letting them rest on the heart. You're not supposed to feel a certain way, and it is completely okay if you don't feel a certain friendliness right now toward yourself. Let that be okay. We're practicing awakening this loving presence within us, and it may not be present, or it may be present to some degree. But trusting in our innate ability to be compassionate. May I be gentle with myself in this time of challenge. May I rest in love. May I be safe. May I sense my belonging. And as you breathe in these phrases into your heart space, see if there's any other phrases that may be coming up for you. And if you have any particular phrases that are more in tune with what you need, then offering these phrases to yourself. Or you can feel free to use my phrases. I'm giving ourselves some time of silence right now to repeat whatever phrases feel right for you. Allowing your experience to be just as it is with whatever is coming up for you right now. Knowing that this practice is inclining our heart toward opening. It's creating fertile soil for activating our limitless compassion and safety in the face of fear. And now let your attention come back to the breath and allow yourself to just feel three breaths in and out. Breathing in gratitude for your practice.